Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, tell me about the Farm Bill. The Congress finally comes together on making a lot of people unhappy on one side or the other. Is this what compromise is all about? And do you think there was too much compromise?
I don't think there was too much compromise. From my perspective, as I look at the Farm Bill, it's going to save $23 billion over 10 years. So it's helpful in that respect to the deficit, which I think is important. We're very happy because we got three provisions, including in the bill. Including three of my bills. One that streamlines exports of apples to Canada by removing a need for inspection. We also got a modification to the Farm Credit, the FSA, that allows for lending to be done to entities that are not currently allowed as borrowers, and the world has changed in the last 20 years, and that's what I'm talking about is things like LLCs, trusts, et cetera. And then we got a nice maple provision, Peter Welch and I did, that will help to sustain and help grow the maple industry. So from my perspective, we got some things in there that we thought were important to the district, still need to understand what's going on with dairy, and the savings is also important.
Well, what about the program for food stamps? Some people think that there will be people who end up going hungry because too much of it has been cut.
Well, clearly, you know, the Senate cut about $4.5 billion. This number is closer to $8 billion. Is it a problem? It
and the House
is.
Wanted what, 40? The House wanted 40?
The House wanted 40, so this is clearly a compromise. What will be interesting is to see how many Republican votes the Farm Bill gets.
Mm.
And that
why is that? I'm sorry, Bill, because they're worried. There will be some who are worried about what the Tea Partiers will do because there wasn't enough cut. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that, again, when you look at this broad compromise that's been reached, it's got some things in it that, you know, I don't like. It's got some things in it that I'm sure many of my colleagues don't like. But is it a broad compromise? It looks that way to me.
Well, tell me about the milk, because we were being told that milk was going to cost $8 a gallon if this thing didn't pass, because we had to revert to the old days under the old rules. This is good for farmers who do milk?
Well, we think so.
Now, what's the insurance part of it? We keep hearing about the farmers are getting an insurance program. Can you sort of flesh that out for us?
Sure. Basically, this is a margin insurance program. So margin insurance means you take the difference between the revenue and your expenses, and that creates your margin, or in other words, your profit. And what the insurance is doing is, as the margin shrinks, you will receive an insurance payment to effectively increase the margin back to its established position. So, for instance, if you said, I want a 4% margin, then you would buy insurance.
Wait. 4% margin means what?
Margin 4% between. Profit.
Okay, 4% profit. Okay,
4% profit.
So that the big hit here has been that the farmers, Bill, are always complaining, and quite justly, I think, that the middlemen are the ones who get all the profit. So now, if they make are supposed to make 4%, this is going to guarantee that they continue to make 4%.
That's right. That's the basic theory behind it. The numbers I've given you are not necessarily sample, but it gives you the concept. And so you buy insurance and you say, I'm going to buy an insurance policy that will not allow my margin to slip below 2% or 3%. So let's take 3%. So I buy that insurance, the margin drops to 1, I get 2% back. So I stay at 3.
Right. Okay. Now, do the farmers, who at least used to be Republicans, do they like this?
I would say in the main, the answer is yes. And what you get is smaller farmers are particularly enamored of this.
Yeah.
The one provision that I liked in the bill that really made me comfortable was a farmer can opt out of it. So a farmer can say, I don't want to participate. I'm going to take my chances in the marketplace. And I think you'll find the larger farmers doing that and the smaller farmers opting into the program.
Yeah. And part of the long delay in getting this thing done was this sort of agribusiness versus the small guy. Am I wrong about that?
That's been part of it. That's clearly a big part of it. But the other has been, certainly, we lost the farm bill the last time because of amendments put in by, you know, right-leaning Republicans who basically made amendments on the floor that made it unpalatable to many Democrats and many moderate Republicans, so the bill failed. Then we had this push to get the $40 billion in cuts to food stamps. So those have been as much of the problem as has been the difference between big and small farmers.
Okay, so I just want to return for a moment to the food stamp program. Many right-wing Republicans hate food stamps. It's redistributive, right? I mean, isn't that why they hate it? Because they think somebody's getting a handout. And yet the Democrats have been fiercely opposed to cutting those because people might starve otherwise. And I suspect, based on what you said earlier, that the Republicans blinked a little bit. I mean, they wanted a $40 billion cut. They settled for an $8 billion cut, but $8 billion is still a lot of money.
It certainly is, and this is one of those areas where I'm a bit uncomfortable. What I'm hoping that happens here is that people can find ways to cut that $8 billion, which does not reduce benefits dramatically to individuals. One of the ways you can do that, obviously, is by savings. I can also tell you that in my district, I've had some conversations with some of the food shelves and food banks that what they're going to look at, and we live in an area where you can do this, but is growing additional food with the participation of beneficiaries so that, in essence, you can make their purchasing power with their food stamp allocation go further and also get them healthier food.
Interesting. Okay, so now let me ask you something. With the passage of the Farm Act and the passage of the budget agreement, do you sense that there is a little bit of a coming together that we haven't seen up to now?
It certainly looks that way. I think we have to wait to see how many votes the Farm Bill gets. If, in fact, the Farm Bill gets a significant number of Republican votes, and to me that's somewhere in that 150 range, so that you get, you know, 150 Democrats, 150 Republicans passing a bill, that to me is hitting a sweet spot. And I'm hopeful that that's what happens.
Bill Owens, we always love talking to you. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about Secretary Gates and his criticisms of Obama, okay?
Certainly.